Now, earlier on the programme, Cian McCormack told us how the cost of living, housing and immigration are among the issues that people are talking about ahead of voting in this election. Cian joins us now again from Cork South Central. And Cian, will you pick up on that question of the mood of the people that you're meeting as you're out and about in Cork?
The mood, Mary, I think the best way to describe it is that it's mixed, because on one hand, you'll have people who raise the issues that, you know, we've been talking about earlier, the issues that you've talked about there as well. On the other hand, people will tell you that they're happy and that they appreciate the recent budget. There are common threads, though: housing, the cost of living and health. And then, just as in Galway West last week, traffic and transport are massive issues. Here's an audio diary of my day here in Cork South Central yesterday, starting in Carrigaline.
We're at the main bridge in Carrigaline. I'm waiting for the bus. It's said that it's going to be here in 10 minutes for about 20 minutes now. So who knows?
Really?
Yeah.
And it's nice and wet. You have an umbrella, luckily.
Yeah, but if I didn't, like, there's no shelter. What am I supposed to do?
What age are you?
I'm 21.
And where are you going today?
I'm going to MTU.
MTU, so you're a student. Will you vote in the election?
Yeah, I will.
Right now, what's the biggest issue for you?
It's definitely the transport. It's just so unreliable. Today's a shining example of that. Like,
transport was an obvious talking point for commuters waiting in the rain in Carrigaline early yesterday morning.
Biggest challenge is traffic, the continual development of the town. Lots and lots of housing being built, but not so many facilities coming in. This N28 upgrade seems to be taking forever. They're talking about it for years, and we're starting to see machinery in the fields where it's going. Still, the traffic keeps growing, but the road seems to be way down the tracks.
I think childcare is a big one. Housing and infrastructure as well. We obviously have a lot of problems down here with traffic.
But it was housing that dominated conversations, along with immigration to a lesser extent, as I stop in Douglas and Wilton. What are the issues around here locally?
Housing, health, lack of law and order, as in Gardaí on the streets.
When you consider your circumstances today and compare them to 5 years ago, before you last voted, I'm assuming you voted during the last general election.
Yes.
Compare them, tell me about them.
Well, this time around, everything has got, it's so different in the sense that everything's got expensive, very expensive, and it's just right across the board. I've just come out of the shopping centre there, and I just look at the prices, it's just incredible. The cost of living has just gone mad between oil, gas, especially if you're on a disability like I, where I'm kind of suffering from arthritis, need a lot of heat in that, and it's very difficult to try and keep up with it.
Is there anything you don't put in your shopping basket?
You've lots of things, yeah.
Like what?
Meat, red meat, some fish, anything exotic then, like...
What's exotic?
Well, to me, exotic would be... a dessert after dinner.
The economy is good. There are lots of jobs.
There is.
How do you weigh that up against everything that you've mentioned when you go to vote?
Economy is doing well, but unfortunately, none of us can afford to live.
When you go to vote, you know, which has the heaviest factor in how it'll influence you?
Cost of living, I think.
Simple as
number,
that.
Number one, yeah. Yeah, I find it very, very expensive here. Very expensive.
We just had the budget, and there was a lot in that for people.
Oh, short term. Nothing long term there. There's nothing long term that you could plan with. I mean, okay, it's great. Be able to hand over a couple of hundred euros to us. But all that's gone now.
Have you made your mind up?
Yes.
So homelessness is the big thing.
Homelessness, yeah, 100%. And then there's people, you know, waiting on the list for a council house 10 and 12 years. And then there's people coming from different parts of the world, and they're getting a brand new, beautiful built house within 2 years.
Are they really, though?
Yeah, they are.
You know, it's
even,
a bit of a myth,
what,
really.
They're not,
you know?
They're getting free, you know, they're getting hotel accommodation, they're getting this, they're getting that, and then there's the likes of our people then on the streets.
But, you know, Irish people do get accommodation in hotels as well.
They do, but I just find with the amount of people coming from other countries, there was no issue straight away. They were done there and then. We have to beg for it.
Now, so it's kind of housing and immigration then are the big things,
I think,
right?
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's just starting to annoy people now because nothing is changing.
But in Toker, the Lock and Ballyfahan, there are many who are happy with the way things are.
When my big issue is that I have a tree, and everybody will know that when they hear this outside my door, my pillar has gone sideways, my wall is cracking, and I can't get anybody to do anything. But the other big issue is when you come out the end of Earlwood, you cannot get out. There's no lights, there's nothing.
Any other big issues? When you consider your life now and compare to 4 years ago, 5 years ago when you last voted in a general election?
It's the same. Nothing changed, to be honest. Nothing changed. No better off, but no, I'm not any worse off either. So it's okay for me.
When you consider your circumstances today and compare them with 5 years ago before the last general election?
They're probably the same. Well, maybe the bonus. We got the bonus, you know, there at Christmas, and that was very appreciative.
Does that influence how you'll vote?
Influences it?
Will it influence your vote?
When we were younger, it always seemed to be party politics, whoever your father or mother, but I don't do that anymore, no.
Well, you mentioned the Christmas bonus.
Well, that's all I can think of.
Oh, yeah, but will that be reflected in your vote?
It probably will, only because I think it's great that they gave it to us, you know.
Well, later in the programme, we'll be hearing from voters again, and we'll be discussing the election race for Cork South Central's 5 seats with a panel of guests. But until then, Mary, it's back to you in Dublin.